This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demand an investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More than half of the waterway on Lake Wazeecha is closed as of this morning for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show. Waters are closed to boating, swimming and scuba diving, recreational wading, fishing from a boat or shore, and water skiing. The closure starts at 80th Street South and extends west to the Lake Wazeecha boat landing at 64th Street South. There are signs posted prohibiting any recreational use of the waterway for the safety of the ski show. The closure will remain in effect until July 21st. The 58th State Water Ski Show Championships will take place July 18th through the 21st at Red Sands Beach. The 4th Annual Vesper Days happens this weekend. Friday, July 19th is Family Night with games from 5 to 9 and a movie in Cameron Park at dusk. The fun on Saturday starts at 9 a.m. with vendors, food trucks, bounce houses, and more. The parade is at noon. The Democratic candidates for the 3rd Congressional District took the stage last night to discuss their platforms as they head towards the primary on August 13th. Their first question of the night asked about transportation infrastructure and how they would support it. Eric Wilson responded,
"We need to look at how we can continue to expand rail systems. Wisconsin used to have a heck of a rail system. We don't anymore, but we can."
Rebecca Cook talked about federal dollars.
"As much as I can get federal dollars allocated to the 3rd Congressional District, that we're really empowering our local communities that really understand the challenges from a transportation perspective."
Katrina Shanklin discussed the importance of including rural areas in transportation planning.
"Equitable access to public transit in small and mid-sized cities, in addition to our larger cities, because we're all connected and we need to be lifting each other up."
Portage County Executive John Pavelski has returned to work this week after a medical leave of absence that began in late May. On July 15th, Pavelski is back to work on a half-time basis for now. He said, "I am glad to be back. I would sincerely like to thank all of the people who contacted us and reached out in compassion and concern for my recent medical leave. I would also send my thanks to the department heads and county staff who did exceptional work and decision-making in my absence, especially Board Chair Reiser, for all the added responsibility. To know we have this kind of community is humbling and exceptionally gratifying to be a part of." There's still time to register for Stuff the Desk with United Way. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. You'll need to register by Thursday, August 1st at uwswac.org or by calling 211. The 3rd Congressional District candidates talked about their platforms last night. Rebecca Cook, Eric Wilson, and Katrina Shanklin are competing in the primary to run against incumbent Derek Van Orden. They talked about their thoughts on health care. Here's Eric Wilson.
The only way to make sure that everyone is covered is to have a Medicare for All system or a universal health care system. Everyone deserves to have health care.
Rebecca Cook wants to expand Medicare.
I want to expand Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing, the very things that deteriorate as folks age.
Katrina Shanklin touts her record of passing bills to lower drug costs.
I've been a leader on lowering prescription drug costs, passing 6 bills into law over 12 years to do so. I'm going to stand up to Big Pharma and Congress to make everyone's prescription drugs lower.
The primary is Tuesday, August 13th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay. The first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. You know, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, you've seen it, he's been around the league forever. And, you know, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ripple effect from the Donald Trump assassination attempt last Saturday continues even in Hollywood and has snuck into the world of animation. Channel 4 in the UK has reportedly pulled the Simpsons episode titled Lisa the Iconoclast, which originally aired in 1996. The New York Post reports that the episode shows Lisa talking at a podium with a law enforcement agent on a nearby rooftop, which the network felt looked eerily similar to the Trump rally in Pennsylvania last weekend. The Post says they reached out to representatives from The Simpsons and Channel 4, but did not hear back. Director Greta Gerwig has been chosen to receive the prestigious Pioneer of the Year Award. The award is given out by the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneers Foundation. The Barbie director was selected as the award's 75th recipient. The Will Rogers Group says the award is given to those who are respected for their artistry, showcase leadership in the industry, are active in community service, and who have a commitment to philanthropy. I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not gonna bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.